Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant here at the studio, and I am thrilled to have an Iranian... Hamvatan, as we say in Farsi, from my home country, Naz Deravian, who has written a wonderfully warm, accessible, intriguing, engrossing, informative, and above all, delicious Persian cookbook called Bottom of the Pot, which she and I are smiling at each other because it literally means the bottom of the pot, tadig, which for us is one of the most delicious parts of the Iranian food, the crispy part of rice. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Serge. This is such a pleasure sitting across from you here.
It is so nice for us to meet in person and reminisce about food, reminisce about our childhood, reminisce about time in the West. For us, for you, it was in Italy, and then in Vancouver, and then now in Los Angeles.
Correct. Yes, we moved from Iran when I was 8, and we moved to Rome for a short period of time, and then we moved to Vancouver, Canada, and then I moved to Los Angeles.
So your parents are still in Vancouver?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So your mom comes and visits regularly.
Yes.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
So the path that your family took and how you ended up in New York, in Los Angeles, is not very different than a lot of us that were living in Iran. And in many ways, we're lucky to be able to leave when the chaos of 1978 began.
Yeah, I think it's a very common story.
Yeah.
It's a shared story.
Yeah.
And that's what meeting people through this book has been really special, meeting people like yourself, because we can connect not only through the food, but then we find we have these shared stories of how we left, the circumstances, and then life outside of the country, and especially in those first few years of leaving in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And the, you know, the trials and tribulations that go with that. But also, you know, there's a little bit of humor in it, too, as what maybe our parents or you or how what we had to do.
Exactly.
To make it, to assimilate, to fit in.
Or what our parents had to do, or our uncles or aunts that had to come. I know this gentleman who is not alive any longer, but he was a conductor of orchestra in Iran, but an Armenian. When he came to New York, to Los Angeles, there was no orchestra for him to conduct. So he became a dishwasher to make ends meet, you know. So we did, or there was this lady that, you know, was a high society lady, and she had to work in a factory putting radios together to make ends meet until we all assimilated and figured out how to make a living and live.
Found our way,
yeah.
Really. But I think those first initial few years, you're just trying to survive.
That's right.
Like you said. And my mother, mm-hmm. who was she was a university professor and quite a well-renowned poet. You know, when we first landed in Vancouver, there was no time to go searching for a professional job. So she started baking barbari bread.
Yes, and please tell me about that. I heard about that. So, I mean, that's a very different way of functioning in society. Once you're a poet and a college professor, and now all of a sudden you become a baker, because that's what life is demanding of you, and that's the skill that you can offer to the world.
Don't you think there's poetry in baking as well?
There's definitely poetry in baking. So I bet that your mother's bread was absolutely
delicious.
There's
a rhythm to it.
Yeah. So is the recipe in the book on barbari your mother's?
I had to include barbari because it was such a part of my childhood, mm-hmm. of being woken up early in the
morning. So you moved to Vancouver when you were 9, 10, or how long did you guys stay in Italy?
We moved to Vancouver when I was 10. So okay. We were 2 years in Italy, okay. And then we moved to Vancouver when I was 10. And shortly thereafter, my mom was approached by the only Iranian shop in the city back then. And the owner wanted more Iranian goods, and specifically baked goods. And he just mentioned, you know, very casually, he wished he could provide bread. My mom didn't skip a beat. She had never baked bread in her life before. And she said, I will do it. And it turned out she really had a knack for it. And we had this little, what I called a nunvoi, out of our apartment, a bakery, bread bakery. And every morning we'd wake up. I was lucky. My brother and I were lucky that we'd wake up to fresh barbari.
I know. Gee.
But, you know, it was
Do you like your barbari with feta cheese or butter or what do you like?
Feta cheese. Back then, I would have sweet tea, yeah. and some sort of jam.
Uh-huh.
It's the best breakfast ever. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I agree with you because my friends and I, the last year that I was in Iran, every morning somebody was responsible for picking up fresh barbari before we went to class. So we would all gather, I don't know, 7:30 or 7:45 and have breakfast.
Oh, it's so good. So when I reached out to my mother for her recipe mm-hmm. for barbari, I said, you know, I want to include it. She said, okay, let me get my notes. And she started off with 20 kilograms of flour. And I started writing this down and I thought, I'm going to have to do some math here.
Yeah. That's a lot of flour.
That's a lot of flour. Yeah. So, yeah. So I had to scale it down considerably.
Do you bake your barbari on a stone or do you bake your barbari on sheet pan or cookie sheet? How do you?
I'm a home cook through and through. And when my mother baked it, she didn't have a stone in that tiny kitchen with the moody oven that you could never depend on. So it was on a sheet pan. I turn my sheet pan upside down mm-hmm. and just put it on the lowest level of the oven. If you bake it on a stone, it's even that much better. I don't know how many home cooks have a stone. So I just wanted to make it the easiest way possible. Barbari bread is the dough is very similar to pizza dough, I would say.
It is, yeah.
It's wet, right. So it can get a little messy in that you think you have to keep adding flour to it, but no, just leave it alone.
Exactly. I think the first couple times when you make it, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't put enough flour.
Yeah, it's sticking to my fingers. But no, that's the way it's supposed to be.
But you learn to do it. So you move to Vancouver and then you come to Los Angeles and you live there. And in Los Angeles, this is like 1984, 85.
No, we stayed in Vancouver.
When did you come to New York?
I moved to L.A. in 1996.
Okay.
After graduating from university.
So you were in Vancouver for about 12 years or
mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah.
And you came to L.A. because, we should tell our listeners,
something completely unheard of, to pursue an acting career.
And you are an actress.
I am, yes.
You're a mother, you're a home cook, you're a blogger. Under the same name, Bottom of the Pot, which I think is incredibly fun and witty, incredibly witty. And now you're a cookbook author.
Yes.
So you came to pursue acting, or there was already some gig that you had to?
No, I came not knowing a soul. I came down with big dreams and in search of sunnier skies from rainy Vancouver. And I started, I started acting. It's where I met my husband, back then my boyfriend, but, you know.
Right.
And eventually we started a family.
Which you have two daughters. 1996, there were already a very well-established community of Iranians.
In Los Angeles, absolutely. Yeah. I believe Los Angeles has the largest Iranian community outside of Iran. So you have your shops and your great restaurants throughout the city. So yes, in LA.
Speaking of restaurants, what's your favorite chili kebab place in let's compare notes here.
In LA. If you're willing to make the trek, I live on the west side,
right.
But if you're willing to go to Glendale, Rafi's.
Wow. High five.
Yes?
Yes.
Did I score on that one?
Yeah.
On the west side, our favorite is still Shahrzad.
Which is on Westwood.
On Westwood yes. Boulevard, where you'll find all your grocery stores
right.
and a number of of Iranian restaurants. Again, on the west side, Javon, which is closer to Santa Monica.
Okay, I don't know about Javon. But then Rafi is really wonderful because I've been there many times, but also what made me very excited and happy was when Jonathan Gold did a really nice write-up on Rafi and how they got started. And they never had really cooked. Oh, no, actually, I think they had done some cooking in Iran. And how the restaurant was so small and it's expanded and it's one of the most popular and busy Iranian restaurants in the heart of Glendale. If you're joining us, I am in conversation with Naz Deravian, a cookbook author, an actress, and a blogger. She has written a wonderful Iranian cookbook called The Bottom of the Pot. And we are now discussing just in general about our having come to the U.S. and assimilate. One of the things, just in shortly, you and I, we were talking before, I now in my 50s, I look back and I notice that in my 20s and 30s, I went away as an attempt to get educated and be more assimilated and more comfortable with the language and the American culture. My Armenian, Iranian background, Russian background, they were all sort of put on the back burner. And it wasn't until about 40 that a sense of reawakening and hunger of a deeper understanding of what it was that I was and what it is that I am now. And interestingly enough, in the 40s is when I started to seriously cook. And you and I, we were sharing this. And for you, forget the term that you use. The food has allowed you to reach back. I forget what you use. To connect to the past.
To connect to the
reclaim.
Past.
Reclaim.
Yes. And it's, I find food is also an invitation to getting to know me and my culture. When we sit around the dinner table with our friends, non-Persian friends, and they love what they're eating and, they want to know how to make it, but it's also, it opens up a dialogue about where I come from, what this food means, what my journey was, and it's non-threatening. And it's a good way.
It's non-intrusive.
Exactly. Yeah. And who doesn't like food? It puts everyone
exactly.
at ease,
yeah.
right? You can just see it around the table. Shoulders drop and everyone's happy. If you have a glass of wine, even better. So it's a way, it's an introduction to our culture and to my journey. And it starts the stories. That's really where those stories from this book, that's where they came from too. So I don't know if it was the recipes that informed the stories or the stories that informed the recipes, but it was the cycle. So I would be cooking something and it would trigger a memory. And then, the onion browning suddenly would trigger memory. Or cracking open the rose water would take me back. So it's lovely. It's a lovely way in. To get to know us and our culture, I think.
It's a lovely way of, especially at somebody's home, not at a restaurant as much, but at somebody's home where you're more relaxed and you can stand up or sit down or, go into the kitchen, go into the dining room and nibble a little bit here, nibble a little bit there, and have long, languid conversations. It's a great way of intermingling the various influences that we all carry with us.
We all carry. And then that opens up, our guests and friends
exactly.
to sharing their stories. And one note on that, as much as I love Persian restaurants, there's nothing like a home-cooked meal.
Oh, I'm 100% Persian, with you.
Especially when it comes to the stews.
Yeah.
I think Persian restaurants, when I was young, we would go to Persian restaurants for kebab, for chelo kebab.
Same here. That's the only reason you go
That's
to
the only
restaurant.
We wouldn't go for stews.
You never ordered choresh there.
No.
You always order chelo kebab, choresh, which is, you know, the kebab with the rice. That's it. I agree
Choresh
with you.
Is the stews that was at home.
Yeah.
Mom
yeah.
would make it, or grandma, or whoever it is.
Yeah.
So, and these days, the restaurants have lovely stews. But if you do happen to make friends with an Iranian, they'll be more than happy to have you over. I promise.
I am 100% with you. Thank you for joining us, everyone. I've had the pleasure of speaking to Naz, the author of The Bottom of the Pot, a cookbook, Persian-Iranian cookbook that has just been published. We hope that you will tune in and listen to our conversation again.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of The Saravan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on The Saravan Restaurant in Amity, New York, saravan.com on the web.